This episode of Shameless is brought to you by Elite 11, quality activewear that provides warmth and comfort. '90s babies, there are a few celebrity couples more iconic than Vanessa Hudgens and Zac Efron. To us, they were Troy and Gabriella, total teen dreams. Only their lives as young celebrities showed us how ruthless the tabloid media can be. Welcome to Scandal from Shameless Podcast, the stories of the biggest celebrity controversies revisited.
Hello.
Hi, hi, hi.
Oh, I love this one.
Same, obviously.
Obviously.
We need to do this.
We are 94 babies, which would put us in prime position to be High School Musical fanatics. Were you one?
I was one, but I think I was at that precarious age where I wasn't super open about being a High School Musical fan. My little sister.
Was it not cool?
I think it was cool for my little sister, who's a 96 baby.
Oh, wow. I didn't know that it wasn't cool because me and my friends were super into it at school.
I was into it, but it was like a behind closed doors into it thing.
How funny. I mean, obviously in the next two episodes, we're going to focus on Vanessa Hudgens and her relationship with Zac Efron. We also want to talk about the rise of High School Musical and how it came to be and how successful it was, because there's so much there. Most of this series will actually focus on Vanessa Hudgens, but there'll be sprinklings of other stuff throughout.
Yeah. I think one thing that we've both noticed is that the hold that High School Musical had on us has not gone away. It is still so popular in meme culture. The number of High School Musical memes that pop up all the time, particularly when Taylor Swift and Travis Kelce got together last year, the Troy and Gabriella memes that came up through that, I think that shows us High School Musical will have this like enduring hold on us.
Constantly. And I think for better or worse, Vanessa Hudgens and Zac Efron will never be able to escape that being their role.
The thing they are the most known for. I mean, particularly Vanessa, I think.
There are worse things to be well known for. Shall we just get straight into it? Let's rewind back to 1988 when Vanessa Hudgens was born.
All right, Zara. So on December 14, 1988, Vanessa Ann Hudgens was born in California to her parents, Gina and Gregory Hudgens. Her mum worked as an office administrator. Her dad was a firefighter.
Yeah. Now, Vanessa was interested in performing from a super young age. She once told the New York Times, "I used to run around the house in Catwoman costumes, choreographing my own dances to Everybody Dance Now. That's just who I was." It's so funny. Sometimes I joke, you're like, oh, I could have been a performer. But every performer you hear them doing stuff like this.
Yeah, look, she was clearly so dedicated. And I don't think, as much you and I think that we would have been the next Margot Robbie, I don't think we were showing quite this endeavor from a very young age. At 7 years old, Vanessa started auditioning for local theater productions. She cut her teeth on smaller stages before taking the step up to audition for commercials and TV shows, which she was doing by the time she was 10 years old.
Yeah, now Vanessa's family realized she was on the cusp of something potentially extraordinary. After she had a successful ad audition, they actually decided to relocate to Los Angeles so she could continue to pursue a career in Hollywood. A lot of pressure to relocate. I know it's a story as old as time, but it will still always strike me as how much pressure sits on the shoulders of a 10-year-old when your entire family is relocating for you.
Yeah. Do you think she would have even been cognizant of that, though? When you're 10, maybe it's the most exciting thing in the world that your parents are saying, you're so talented, let's go that way.
There's a lot of subconscious stuff that'd be happening, surely.
I think particularly by the time you're maybe a little bit older, you would realize what a big move that was, for sure. After that move, Vanessa had a few small roles in sitcoms and TV dramas. She landed her first film role around the age of 14. So it did take them about 4 years for her to hit the big time. And even then, it wasn't a huge role. It was for the 2003 movie 13, that edgy drama. Vanessa Hudgens played a friend of the main character. Do you remember this movie? It was a massive deal at the time. You don't.
I have no idea.
13. Oh, my God. I remember being scandalized by it when I saw...
Oh, my God. That poster is iconic. Of course I remember this movie.
Yes. The girls with the pierced tongues.
Yeah, they were so edgy. Yes. I felt so dumb and pure at this age.
My mum, this is like quite an edgy film. I've watched it since, but I remember my mum saying, you are not watching that. Just because it's called 13 does not mean you are of age to watch it yet.
That is so funny. Now, Vanessa had a pretty small part in this movie, but it helped that this movie was big and that it was praised by critics. She actually landed a much bigger part in the live-action adaptation of Thunderbirds in 2004. So she was landing some pretty big roles.
Yeah, and then in 2005, she was turning 16 years old and was about to hit the big-time Zara. Before we get into what it was like for Vanessa Hudgens auditioning for High School Musical, let's have a look at why Disney wanted to make a musical movie in the first place.
Yeah, so back in 2002, Disney execs gave the writers behind the sitcom Even Stevens the green light to end their second season of the show with a musical episode. Now, it's so funny because this seems so stock standard now, but it wasn't at the time. Here's how AJ Trouth, one of the actors on Even Stevens, described the significance of this episode. He said, there hadn't been any musical episodes of anything yet. Obviously, Hannah Montana hadn't come out yet. Glee didn't exist. High School Musical obviously didn't exist. Hilary Duff was barely on the channel, so they hadn't started doing the crossover thing with music and their acting talents. It was a novel concept for the time, so we didn't know what to expect.
While music had always been part of the Disney experience, mainly in their animated films, the world was changing. I mean, we just ticked over into the new millennium, and Disney as a brand, they were needed to take certain risks, I guess, to ascertain just how profitable some live action musical stuff would be. As it turned out, the Even Stevens musical episode was so well received by fans that Disney executives quickly greenlit a musical episode of That's So Raven, which premiered in 2004 and audiences absolutely loved. Myself being one of them, I remember this so clearly.
Do you really?
I was in love with this episode of That's So Raven. I don't know what it did to my brain, but it
was
a revelation.
Something in it.
It was a revelation. I was 10 years old and I was obsessed.
That is so good. Now, the warm reception to these musical episodes gave Disney execs a bright idea. What if it wasn't just bonus episodes? What if they made a full-length live-action movie musical for the modern kid? Hello, enter High School Musical. The audition process for High School Musical was grueling, including multiple callbacks with the casting directors going through hundreds of candidates for the lead characters, Troy Bolton and Gabriela Montez.
The director, Kenny Ortega, told Variety, "We ran auditions as if we were doing a Broadway musical. We put the kids through a really long process. Agents would call casting directors saying, what is going on? Why are you keeping them so long? I was set on making sure these actors had all it would take." That process took about 2 months. The casting directors recognized Vanessa Hudgens from her role in the Thunderbirds movie. And while other kids were immediately dismissed for not being able to sing, Vanessa thrived in that area. It turned out she couldn't just act. She could also sing and dance beautifully.
Good on her, as per Variety. Yeah. Casting directors felt Hudgens had an it factor that made her perfect to portray Gabriella, a bookish and beautiful brainiac who fears being known as the school's freaky genius girl. Oh, the memories.
That's
coming
exactly
back.
How I remember.
A beautiful brainiac. That's all she was. She was just a stunning brainiac.
Also, is there anything better to be cast as? Like, you're a teenager, you want to kind of make it to the big time. Imagine being approached by Disney and being like, you are the perfect, beautiful brainiac.
Yeah, like, we believe you to be beautiful and clever. Oh, stunning. In the final callback auditions, which ran for 12 hours straight, Vanessa was paired up with 17-year-old Zac Efron. Similar to Vanessa, Zac also had a few small roles in TV and film, but up until this point, he hadn't quite had his big break.
From the very beginning, Zac and Vanessa had undeniable chemistry. Why am I already feeling giddy? The only hurdle seemed to be the fact that Vanessa had a massive crush on Zac. Like, as soon as she met him, she was overcome with feels. Here's what casting director Natalie Hart had to say. Vanessa was so smitten. She said, he's too cute. I can't read with him. She had a meltdown.
Oh, my God. Quite relatable.
Yeah, a bit the same.
For his part, Zac Efron felt the spark too. In 2007, he told people at the auditions, I was like, they're not trying us with other people. For some reason, we kept sticking around for callbacks. I don't know what it was with Vanessa, but we kind of clicked from the very beginning. Mm. And so Zac and Vanessa were cast as Troy and Gabriella. The then president of the Disney Channel later told Variety, it's easy to say in hindsight, but when they auditioned together, it was clear. It wasn't even a close call. We saw the chemistry between them and we were sold. Mm. Bit rough to be anyone else auditioning on that.
As the cast was being finalized, so was the script. There's no denying that High School Musical was a very chaste affair. And that was intentional, as per Variety. In true Disney fashion, the two central lovers don't even kiss until the end of the sequel. The first movie only offers up an innocent peck on the cheek. In other words, High School Musical earns its G rating.
It'd actually be pretty fascinating to try and write a love story, because this was a love story, right? Mm. Amidst, you know, a few other coming of age things. Without, like, how do you show chemistry without being able to let them kiss?
If my memory serves me right, I lost my mind when they held hands.
Yeah.
I remember them holding hands and being like, oh my God.
The music helped and the dancing, because they could chase each other around. Like, remember that time, that scene where they're in the school sort of like, they've gone up to
the roof.
It's like a rooftop.
Is that the second film? Or is it the first one?
There's some sort of rooftop. No, there's a tree house. That's different.
Okay.
This is one in the school and they're like in like the mechanics room or something. I don't know if anyone's going to remember this. And they're just sort of chasing each other around longingly. I think that's how you do it.
I feel like one day for like a bonus Shane Moore episode, we need to rewatch the High School Musical movies and do like a recap.
I would do that in a heartbeat. Is this the extra content we're doing for Shane Moore that month? Now, filming for High School Musical took place around June 2005 in Utah at a real high school. It was, as you might suspect from the audition processes, a pretty intense process too, as per Variety. The cast grew close during the weeks-long shoot in Salt Lake City, Utah, bonding over rigorous vocal training and dance rehearsals. Musical numbers were regularly granted 2 to 3 days to perfect and capture on camera. Lucas Grabeel, who played Ryan, recalls practicing We're All in This Together approximately 10,000 times before shooting it. Fair enough, though.
Mm.
I knew that dance like the back of my hand. Mm. Still can do it.
She is doing it
right
for those.
Now.
If only this was a video podcast. Now, although Zac and Vanessa have never explicitly confirmed this, we have a few quotes from the actual time of filming. And from what we can piece together, it seems as though they were basically dating in real life as soon as they started filming the first movie musical. Even the director of the film, Kenny Ortega, knew something was up between them, particularly when they started complaining to him about the lack of kissing in the first movie.
Here's a quote from Kenny. There was something going on with those two youngsters. They were like, when are we going to kiss? We felt a kiss didn't belong there. So it seems a romantic connection formed pretty quickly between these two. God, you can see it. It actually is sending me back to being in high school myself and like having a crush on someone. Mm. And like all you have to do is be thrown together for 2 seconds and it's like, oh, do you know what I mean? Like it actually, you get back. It's sending me back there. Now, we're going to talk more about their relationship in a little bit, but we have to talk more about, I guess, the business of High School Musical. As filming wrapped, the crew behind High School Musical started getting pre-premiere nerves.
Mm, High School Musical was, of course, a bit of a risk because it was one of the first Disney movies that was aimed at tweens and young teens, not children. This was something the writers had kept in mind from the very beginning. The thing was, even though Disney had invested in the High School Musical project and they trusted that the demand was there, they ultimately had no idea if it would hit, if it would sink or swim, really.
It feels like a risky concept. I know we had those episodes of Even Stevens and That's So Raven, but a live action musical movie for kids is a risky concept, I would say. There was, of course, no reason to worry. High School Musical premiered on Disney Channel on January 20, 2006, and it was an absolute phenomenon.
The premiere was, get this, because we've spoken about so many premiere episodes on Scandal now, and normally it's like, it was watched by 1 million people. Wow. High School Musical, the first time it aired on Disney, was watched by 8 million viewers. It took the number one rating slot for cable television for women aged between 18 and 49, making it the most watched Disney Channel film in the history of the channel to date.
The marketing must have been incredible to get that on the premiere.
Yeah, and the fact it was the number one slot for women aged between 18 and 49. Do you think if this is happening today, two 29-year-olds sitting at this table doing this podcast, would we watch the movie
yes.
when it went to air? Or is that mums watching it with their kids?
No, I think we would also. Only because if we saw there was a lot of hype around like a tween thing, I think a lot of women our age, like we watched The Summer I Turned Pretty. I know that's a bit sexier.
There's a lot of kissing in that film.
Yeah, actually a bit more. Now, the Disney Channel president sent the High School Musical production crew an email with these stats after the premiere that read, "The world just changed."
It's actually not an exaggeration.
So funny.
It did change. I was changed. And guys, for the nearly 17-year-old Vanessa Hudgens, the statement of the world just changed could not have been truer. But before we tell you all about how Vanessa Hudgens' life changed, we're going to hear a word from today's sponsor. Zara, as the weather has started to cool down, I've been embracing the crisper mornings with my Elite 11 hoodies. They are the perfect thing to throw on before heading out to those pre-work Pilates sessions.
Elite 11's hoodies are a total game changer. These chilly Melbourne mornings can make it hard to jump out of bed, but the soft fleece inner lining of their trusty hoodies brings me straight back to feeling snug and warm.
Absolutely. And let's not forget about style. Elite 11's range brings more than just functionality. They're designed with fashion and quality in mind. Whether you're hitting the Pilates studio, running errands, or just lounging around at home, you will look effortlessly chic.
Yeah, with Elite 11's commitment to quality, you know you're investing in activewear that lasts. No more sacrificing style for comfort or vice versa.
And here's the best part. Elite 11 is offering an exclusive discount code for our Shameless listeners. Use the code SHAMELESS10, that's SHAMELESS10, at the checkout to enjoy 10% off your next hoodie purchase.
That is SHAMELESS10, SHAMELESS10 for 10% off. A fantastic deal for premium activewear to help you stay warm and active all year round.
Thank you so much to Elite 11 for making this episode of Shameless possible.
Alrighty, Mish, it is hard to overstate just how incredibly successful High School Musical was. In May 2006, the New York Times reported on the success of the film. A dozen broadcasts of High School Musical have been seen by 36.5 million viewers, including 11.1 million in the 9 to 14-year-old demographic known as tween, between children and teenagers. Do you remember where you watched it for the first time?
Yes, I am still there on my couch. The thing is, I watched this movie so many times with my siblings and my parents that they all kind of meshed together. But I do remember the color of our couch in that house that we were in at the time, watching it over and over and over again. I think they aired this movie almost every night. It became so successful, particularly Friday, Saturday, Sunday. What about you?
Well, it's interesting because I'm realizing I don't think I saw it. I wonder if it hit Australia later.
But you weren't a Disney Channel kid,
no,
were you?
No, but I remember being at the end of year six. It was exploding. And these dates, what's thrown me with this research is these dates don't align with my memory of when it was exploding in my school and at my time.
Okay, I do think what happened with High School Musical, though, was it only got bigger. Like the more times it got replayed, the more feverish the hype was. And I think children in particular, they don't tire of something. So they were playing this all the time, but the hype and the addiction was getting more and more.
The thing that's rattled me the most is I think I came to this late.
I think you might have. And I think we're going to talk about this in a sec. I think maybe it became massive at your school when they were touring Australia.
Maybe that's it.
I think about 6 months after it came out, they were in Australia.
I can't believe this. Yeah. I can't believe my favourite movie I was 6 months late to.
I watched it the night it premiered and I loved it. Like, it was amazing.
I was so slow. I mean, yeah, you just said, you made a good point, Mish, that kids don't tire, the Disney Channel replayed this over and over and over again. And spruiking the music just as much as the actual movie turned out to be a very, very good idea. The official High School Musical soundtrack spent 19 weeks on the Billboard best-selling album chart. I also had the album.
Yes.
It was a cracker. When the DVD went on sale in May 2006, it became the fastest selling made-for-TV film of all time.
It's actually insane. Vanessa Hudgens and, of course, her co-star and now boyfriend Zac Efron became overnight teen idols. Looking back, Vanessa told People magazine that she actually really appreciated dating Zach during this time. She said, "We kind of blew up. It was a massive phenomenon all of a sudden and all eyes were on me. And it was just a really weird foreign thing to go through. And by being in a relationship, I feel like it kind of kept me stabilized and grounded. And I had someone to lean on who was going through it as well." Over the next 18 months, Vanessa was completely swept up in the Disney machine. Her schedule was insane.
I know. This is crazy. So throughout 2006, Vanessa and Zach traveled the world promoting High School Musical. They made several appearances at award shows, including the Teen Choice Awards and the Billboard Music Awards. She also recorded and released her debut solo album, V, in September 2006. By early 2007, the album, which featured singles Say Okay and Come Back to Me, was certified gold. In October 2006, she toured the US with the Cheetah Girls as their opening act.
Do you remember the Cheetah Girls?
Yeah, I do. I do.
The Cheetah Girls was such a moment in
time. You tried to trip me up then.
What do you remember of them? I remember them always wearing animal prints.
Yeah, well, that's what I was going to say. There is so much nostalgia in this episode.
I'm also going to expose our pop culture journalist, Eilish Gilligan, who was clearly so into the Cheetah Girls, she wants to do a scandal series on them. And I'm like, I was into the Cheetah Girls. I don't know if the listenership is that into them that we need a whole scandal series. But if you do...
Come and tell us.
Come and tell us, because I think it would make Eilish Gilligan's dreams come true.
Maybe not mine, but happy to make Eilish's come true. Not only was Vanessa traveling the globe to promote the movie, recording her music and touring her own album, but in November 2006, the entire cast of High School Musical embarked on the High School Musical, the concert tour across North and South America. So you've got her touring with Zach for High School Musical generally anyway. You've got her recording her album, touring her album, and then the High School Musical concert starts to tour as well.
Yeah, and collabing with the Cheetah Girls along the way as well. Now, that doesn't also include the fact that Zac Efron was filming Hairspray.
I didn't even know that. It was that early.
He was so young when he was doing Hairspray.
I didn't realise.
He did such a good job. He was so tiny.
Tiny.
Throughout all the chaos, the team at Disney were also desperately trying to put together High School Musical 2. In November 2006, Vanessa spoke about this sequel to Time magazine. She said, "I still haven't read the script yet, but all I know is that school's out, summer vacation takes place at Ryan Sharpe's country club, and I think I'm a lifeguard in it." The reason we wanted to include that is because the timeline is so incredibly chaotic. To take us right back to the beginning, High School Musical came out in Jan 2006. They basically became overnight superstars. They're then traveling the world to promote the film. A debut album's out. They're then doing the concert tour and they're trying to pursue other opportunities outside of Disney as well.
And then by November 2006, it's decided, oh, yeah, there's a second one coming and it's coming very quick. Now, I think this is really interesting to me because according to this quote, Vanessa's quote, where she's like, "Oh, I haven't read the script. I think I'm a lifeguard." We can ascertain that by November 2006, the script was either being written or it only just been completed to the point where the cast hadn't read it.
Yes.
That movie, High School Musical 2, was released on August 17, 2007.
Crazy.
Like 9 or 10 months later. So take into account the fact the whole cast was on tour between November and May 30, 2007. We've then got between May 30, 2007 and August 17, 2007 to film, edit, put this out.
I know this is what the research is telling us. My brain still can't comprehend it, that this film was filmed and then edited and released within 4 to 6 weeks.
Doesn't make any sense.
It doesn't make sense. I mean, I think if we rewatched it these days, it might make a bit more sense. I'm sure it was pretty shoddily put together.
It must have been pretty quickly edited or edited on the go almost, like if you're filming in chronological order. So let's jump to August 2007. Vanessa was nearly 19 years old. High School Musical 2 premiered on August 17, 2007. An incredible 17.2 million people watched the premiere.
It's insane.
Nearly 10 million more than the original. And this set a record for the most watched broadcast on cable TV ever at the time.
The president of the Disney Channel worldwide told Variety, "I think we have officially crossed the line from High School Musical the movie to High School Musical the mania."
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. By this time, the High School Musical machine had already made Disney about $100 million through merchandising and touring. This is Spice Girls level of money. Yeah. The company was happy. The cast were happy. And Vanessa was absolutely adored by her audience. She was also, of course, still in a relationship with Zac Efron, although they were always really coy about the nature of their relationship in interviews. We're going to play you a clip from them on a red carpet interview at the time.
And then I hear there's another piece of jewelry. Let me see. The ring somewhere. This ring. Oh, I know. You knew that was going to come up.
I know.
So you and Zac have a ring. Is that the deal? Friendship ring?
I guess so, yeah, sure. Friendship ring.
Boyfriend, girlfriend ring?
I don't know.
All I'm saying, this is what I'm saying. You're 18. You're young. I just don't want to see you guys like, we eloped in Las Vegas and you're 18. I'm just saying, as a woman a little bit older than 18.
Don't have to worry about that.
Don't go there.
So that was Vanessa's clip. There's another one we want to play the listener, Zara. Who is it from?
This one's from Zac Efron.
I have to ask because there are reports that you have a relationship with your co-star, Vanessa.
Are there reports, really?
I did not file these reports, which is why I am asking you.
You know, I would love to share my personal life with everybody, but, you know, I tend to respect the people that can keep it private. You know, that's how I want to be.
See, this reminds me why I loved him so much. He kind of flicks his head and his hair as he says that. He's like, that's how I want to be. Like, so hot.
He was such a teen dream. I know I'm like deviating from the script slightly, yeah. But that clip is the reason that I went and saw his film 17 again 3 times when it was in cinemas.
Oh, 100%.
I spent every dollar in my savings account on watching Zac Efron flip his hair.
It wasn't even a good movie.
Oh, hang on.
I didn't think it was. Hey. I thought High School was way better. We obviously don't know why Zac and Vanessa were so guarded about the true nature of their relationship during interviews, but it could have been a Disney thing. The company wanted to prevent any young audiences from being exposed to an adult relationship. I mean, we spoke about the fact they only peck each other on the cheek in the first movie. I wonder if it was better for sales if Zac Efron was single.
Yeah, I think so.
But
I think
I was more into it. It would have been amazing for sales them being together. Like, it would have worked in any. It could have just been personal preference.
Well, maybe that's why they didn't confirm or deny. The perfect thing for marketing was always the are they, aren't they?
Yeah.
Like, if anything, that stirs up more commentary than anything. Whatever it was, they were together at this time, despite never speaking about it publicly. We only know that their relationship was for real and was quite serious because they confirmed it years later. Also, at one point, Zac and Vanessa were papped on holiday holding hands, walking down the beach.
Yeah.
So that helps things.
Bam, bam. Unfortunately for Vanessa, though, at this point, everything was about to come crumbling down at the peak of her fame, no less. On August 29, just 2 weeks after High School Musical 2 premiered, the now defunct tabloid, The National Enquirer, released an in-print story about the existence of a nude photograph of Vanessa Hudgens.
Now, because The National Enquirer doesn't exist anymore, we couldn't find the original story. But it was picked up by countless media outlets almost immediately. So we can read you some of what they reported. The Hollywood Gossip wrote an article about this and quoted an anonymous source from that original National Enquirer piece directly. Here's what the report said. Vanessa took some suggestive shots of herself in the buff as a surprise for Zac Efron. Vanessa's only 18, so she had no idea how her flirtatious act could threaten the future of the multi-million dollar plans Disney has for the show. She just wanted to keep Zac interested.
Yeah, for the record, we have absolutely no idea how these photos leaked or who they were intended for, if anyone. We don't even know for sure if she was 18 years old when she took the photos, which should have been a huge concern. I mean, regardless of the fact, this is just an awful story. Two media outlets and gossip blogs proliferating the story at the time. Because as soon as the story was published, the photo in question began circulating on the internet.
Mm. Do you remember this when it happened?
Yeah, I do.
Yeah, same. The pressure was on Vanessa and her team, as well as Disney, to respond to this photo leak. TMZ were the first outlet to obtain a statement from Vanessa's camp, and it read as follows. This was a photo which was taken privately. It is a personal matter, and it is unfortunate that this has become public.
Yeah, the sad thing is, more than anything else, I think this statement was taken as confirmation that the photo was real and not photoshopped. TMZ's headline when reporting on this statement was High School Musical's nude pic, it's the real deal.
Yikes.
As you can imagine, the National Enquirer will know better. After the short statement from Vanessa's team, the tabloid was quick to brag to their readers that they were the first outlet to report on the photos. Gotta say, for anyone who's listened to quite a few of our scandal episodes over the time, I think the National Enquirer are enemy number one.
Oh, National Enquirer.
Most of these episodes.
100%. They also used this follow-up story to speculate on Vanessa's future with the High School Musical franchise. Here's a passage that was published. The question remains whether the brunette beauty's naughty photos could throw Disney's massive marketing and production plans into complete turmoil. It's a kids' show aimed at children, teenagers and their parents, and starring a bunch of cute, wholesome youngsters, said a show insider. Naked pictures of one of the stars would be catastrophic. It could bring the whole franchise to its knees.
Yeah. On September 7, 2007, Vanessa released an apology. This is what I remember. I remember her apology. I want to apologize to my fans whose support and trust means the world to me. I'm embarrassed over this situation and regret ever having taken these photos. I am thankful for the support of my family and friends.
It's interesting how the tone of that is so different to the statement that was originally given by her team to TMZ, of them saying, like, it's really unfortunate this made it out publicly, but not needing to, as I don't think they should need to, not needing to apologize. And then days later, this kind of groveling apology comes out.
Yeah, which probably has Disney's fingerprints all over it. It's such a strange snapshot in time to see a young woman of her age have to apologize for a nude. Like, I will never forget that she had to apologize for somebody else leaking her photos to millions of people online. Like, it boggles the mind.
Yeah, and the way Disney handled this is equally unsurprising for the time. They released a statement that read, Vanessa has apologized for what was obviously a lapse in judgment. We hope she's learned a valuable lesson.
So ominous.
It's so ominous, and it's also like, I don't know, it's so gross.
It's yuck.
For such a giant, a behemoth in Disney to release a statement about a really young woman, like a girl like this.
It also seemed like everybody had something to say about this scandal. Like, we even had a young Miley Cyrus and her dad, Billy Ray, being asked about it. Take this clip from an episode of E! News.
I didn't see anything about it, did you, Mal? Hello?
It's everywhere, but the thing is that, stop trying to lie. It's like, but the thing is mistakes happen, and I'm really just happy that I can be there for her as a friend, because that's what she needs more than anything.
She's a human being, you know, people are going to make mistakes, and when you make one, you just got to readjust and regroup and go back with life.
She's taught me just that, you know, mistakes happen whether you're in the spotlight or not.
The same day that Vanessa released her apology, Disney confirmed they would not be dropping her from the third High School Musical film and that negotiations with the cast and crew were still underway. I mean, at this point, keep in mind, the second movie had only just come out. Behind the scenes, Disney were scrambling. Not that we knew that at the time. We only know it now because in 2013, Joe Jonas penned a tell-all essay for Vulture describing his experience as a tween idol with Disney. In this essay, he touched on the nude photo scandal. He said, "We were working with Disney in 2007 when the Vanessa Hudgens nude photo scandal happened. We heard that she had to be kept in Disney offices for a whole day because they were trying to figure out how to keep her on lockdown. We'd hear execs talking about it and they would tell us that they were so proud of us for not making the same mistakes, which made us all feel like we couldn't ever mess up."
Speaking of the Jonas Brothers, we're going to take a look at purity culture for a second here because this was massive for the young stars of Disney. We did touch upon this in our Miley Cyrus scandal series. Yeah. But if you haven't heard that, even if you listen to that, I think you'll still find this interesting to go through it again. Because every time this topic comes up, my whole brain is like, wow, this is fascinating.
Yeah, because purity culture was mammoth with the Disney stars. Mm. I mean, of course, purity culture is rooted in this Christian idea of saving sex for marriage. Boys were part of this conversation. I mean, the Jonas Brothers certainly were. But I think if we're honest, the onus was mainly on young girls to save themselves for marriage. And obviously, we need to also touch upon, Mish, the political climate at the time and the backdrop where all of this purity culture was happening.
Yeah. Well, Republican George W. Bush was in office, of course, as president of the United States at this time. And the chastity movement amongst young people was like running in tandem with general conservatism of the mid-noughties. It was also a pretty direct response to the Girls Gone Wild Playboy era of the early 2000s. We need to keep in mind that when Vanessa Hudgens is really hitting the A-list, it's also the same time when other stars like Britney Spears and Lindsay Lohan were going quote-unquote off the rails. So it was almost this, I guess, this fork in the road where we saw some celebrities go down a party girl path and therefore other young celebrities, particularly child stars, were really encouraged to keep on the straight and narrow. And that meant be as pure and good girl as you can possibly be.
Well, so many young Disney stars at this time, including Miley Cyrus and the Jonas Brothers, were even wearing purity rings publicly at this time, which is like each to their own, of course. But we have to make space for the fact that every young star that went up the Disney path was impacted in some way by this culture. Mm. Now, all of this is to say nude photos of Vanessa was not exactly uplifting to the idea of chastity and purity that her peers were so keenly attaching themselves to and that was so central to the Disney brand. The general attitude towards Vanessa was that she'd really messed up and it was all her fault. And I think it's pretty crazy to look at articles from this time because the vibe is overwhelmingly unhinged.
Yeah, and what was defined as news is fascinating. For example, Reuters spoke to a bunch of quote-unquote concerned mothers about the photos and the damage the photos would supposedly do to their children. I'm going to read you a passage from a Reuters article. "She's damaged," Renee Rollins Greenberg, a Los Angeles mother of two, told Reuters. "Vanessa's got this teeny bop audience, young preteens and younger, who are admiring her and thinking she's this wonderful, pure, innocent person. 18 is awfully young for this kind of display."
Here's another quote from the same article. "I'm devastated because I have an 8-year-old for which I now have to have an explanation," says another Los Angeles area mother, Rosie Conkle. She's always looked at this character as a very smart and proper young lady.
Clearly, Vanessa and her team had to go into damage control to respond to these kinds of reports. On September 13, just a couple of days after she issued her apology, Vanessa was papped going to church with her family and her assistant. She also cancelled a scheduled appearance on The Tonight Show, opting to lay low in that sense while being seen at places like church.
Yeah, unfortunately, the very next day, the National Enquirer decided to strike again. This time, an ex-boyfriend had come forward to say that Vanessa had sent him a nude, and it was the same one that ended up online.
Mm.
A few things going on here.
Mm-hmm. So many things going on here.
Yeah.
Apparently, Vanessa dated a guy called Adam O'Neill in 2004 when she was 15 years old. Adam said he was astonished when the photo that she'd sent him back in 2004 ended up online at the peak of her fame in 2007.
Yeah, Adam alleged that Vanessa sent him the nude after they broke up and he claimed he immediately told his mother.
Wonder what Adam O'Neill is doing these days.
The National Enquirer then naturally spoke to his mother. His mother, Margaret O'Neill, told the National Enquirer, "I was horrified. I thought Vanessa was such a sweet girl. So did Disney." The strangest thing about this, I mean, I keep saying the strangest thing. There are so many strange things.
Yeah.
Is that no one seemed to think it was inappropriate at all to be discussing or sharing a nude photograph that was allegedly taken by a 15-year-old girl.
Yeah.
There was
nude images which constituted like child pornography potentially. I mean, again, we don't know for sure.
But even the grey area.
The grey area is insane. The fact that it could be a naked photo of a 15-year-old girl, let alone a naked photo of someone who doesn't consent to it being out in the world. Like, both of those things are so horrific. The fact that everyone just went, well, yeah, now it's celebrity tabloid fodder, is baffling. Like, it's batshit crazy. By October, the tabloids were still going on about the scandal. On October 17, OK Magazine ran a quote-unquote exclusive with this headline, "Curtains for Vanessa's High School Musical." According to an anonymous source quoted for the story, Disney had dumped Vanessa from the third movie. The quote reads, "Disney finally decided they don't want her back," an insider reveals to OK. "They feel that as long as Zac Efron is in the movie, all will be fine. He's the real star, the household name, and most importantly, he comes without baggage."
Although this report would turn out to be false, of course, it did reflect the general attitude towards Vanessa at the time, and it was awful. And I have to be honest, as I went back through this, I thought to myself, I can't imagine few things more traumatic as a young woman than to be the center of this kind of thing. Like, I don't think we've properly had a discussion about how traumatic that would have been.
Yeah. I had a topless photo of me at 18 go around to a couple of boys, and that is one of the more traumatic things that's happened to me in my life. Having the whole world report on, analyze, pick apart a nude photo of you that could have been something you took when you were not even of age is such a level of trauma. I'm actually so impressed that she is where she is today, given she went through all of this at such a tender age.
Yeah, and the saddest part about this is, guys, in the next episode, there is a bit more to come. Poor Vanessa Hudgens dealt with quite a bit more in the public eye, but that is all in our next episode of Scandal. For now, we're going to leave it there. A big thank you, as always, to our pop culture journalist, Eilish Gilligan, who wants the Cheetah Girls to be a scandal. We're thinking of you. A big thank you to Ruby Hall for editing this episode. We on Instagram.
We're on Instagram. We're on TikTok. We would love for you guys to come chuck us a follow. We will be back in your ears on Thursday with another episode of Shameless. But if you want to hear part two to this series, you can hear it right now, Zara, if they just subscribe to Shame More.
Just subscribe to Shame More. You'll get it in your ears right now. All right. Thanks, guys. Speak to you on Thursday.
Bye.
Shameless Media.
This podcast was recorded on Wurundjeri land. Always was, always will be Aboriginal land.
Oh, hi, it's Annabelle Lee and Louis Hansen here. We are your hosts of Everybody Has a Secret.
Woo!
Woo! We are here essentially just to let you know that we drop episodes every week now. Every damn Friday morning, we are in your ears.
That is so exciting. What a time to be in your ear holes. So essentially, each episode, we unpack the real life secrets of our listeners. So this is for everyone who loves, you know, just a little bit of gossip in their lives, which, let's be real, Annabelle, is all of us.
It's absolutely all of us. Don't lie. You all love gossip. So if you want to listen to our show, please do head to your favourite podcast app and listen now.
See you there.
Bye.